I've been looking all over the house for you, little mouse. I checked the living room, the back room, even my office, and you were nowhere to be found. Almost like you were hiding from me. Why is that? Could it possibly be because you decided to eat the leftovers from the restaurant last night? The very same ones that I was looking forward to? And once you realized that they weren't your leftovers, you panicked. You tried to get rid of the evidence. I saw the takeout container in the bin outside, little mouse. Come on! That's not even mentioning that the bag is still in the regular trash, literally in the house. You completely missed taking that one out. And instead of texting me to let me know your simple mistake, you decided to try to hide the evidence and go upstairs. Thought that covering yourself in a blanket and pretending to be asleep would be enough for me to just leave it alone. How foolish. That's just not how things work around here. You would think after 3 years of living together, you would understand that. Your actions, they do have consequences. This was the one thing I was looking forward to all day. It didn't matter how bad my lunch was because I knew I had something delicious I could heat up at home. Didn't I tell you to not eat my leftovers? You're saying you don't remember. Yeah. That's real cute, little mouse. I don't think being ditzy is going to get you out of this, though. I know you're forgetful, but not like this. I remember distinctly telling you that these were my leftovers and not to touch them. I made a note of this because I knew you liked what I had. And I knew you would try to steal a bite and play innocent. The last time I got this, and I forgot to tell you that it was off limits, you ended up snacking on it all day and left none for me. I distinctly remembered telling you once at the restaurant, once in the car, and once this morning. Are you telling me you didn't hear me? That's just so interesting that you don't remember. Maybe there's something wrong with your ears, like they're stuffed full or something. Maybe you need a little help with cleaning them out. Sliding onto your lap, your ears twitch as you place your hands on my hips. Feeling my tail slowly snake back and forth, you swallow hard, looking up at me. Like this, it's so obvious how much smaller you are than me. Such a tiny little thing. That's why it's kind of amazing that you were able to eat so much. I really thought that even if you did eat it, there would be some left for me. Even if it was just a bite or two, but no. No, you licked the plate clean. So greedy. And you didn't even care. And now you have the audacity to tell me you didn't hear me. I don't believe that for a second, little mouse. You can hear me just fine right now, can't you? Yeah, sure, you can barely hear me. I sound just like I'm whispering in your ear. You just want to feel my tongue in your ear, don't you? You know you could have just asked, little mouse. What's your safe word? Very good. You didn't have to play this stupid game and win this stupid prize, but here we are. This is what you've been needing, hon. My long tongue licks around your inner ear, warm breath ghosting across it. Gotta clean your ears out, little mouse. Don't want you to make a mistake like this again and end up in even more trouble. But you're starting to hear better already. Are you trying to keep your noises inside? Tsk, tsk. You know how much I hate that. You don't want your punishment to go on even longer, do you? The warm tip of the tongue has you panting, little mouse. It feels that nice, huh? The deeper my tongue digs, the less thoughts you find yourself having, focusing on how nice my tongue feels inside you. I can get lost in the sensation as your eyes flutter shut. Oh, I stay steady in your lap, my tail stroking along your inner thigh as my tongue makes sure there's nothing clogging your earways. You can feel your hips rock against me, trying to get some friction. I don't remember giving you permission to do that, do you? My goodness. Are you really getting this turned on from some ear cleaning, little mouse? Your thoughts get further and further away as I keep licking. Can't hear yourself think when my tongue's in your ear making you feel this good. My hand moves lower, starting to rub through the fabric. Does that feel good, little mouse? Do you want me to stop? I thought so. I think this ear has had enough love. Moving over to the other ear, you feel the tip start to leak around at first as my hand stops. Oh. Teasing you, my hand starts to move again. You take this as permission to grind. That's it. Oh. Such a sweet little thing for me. Where was this little mouse when my food was being eaten? I guess you really did need a cleaning. Making sure there's nothing in this ear as well. Wouldn't want you to get double punished for the same thing. Listen to the sound you're making. Oh, you're not even thinking clearly. Just mindlessly chasing your own pleasure as my ovipositor thickens. Yeah. Not going to be finished with just an ear cleaning, little mouse. I've got something so you don't forget to ask before you eat my food again. I was thinking some eggs might help the lesson stick. You know, once your ears are cleaned out. Oh, the grip you have on me tightens as you buck into my touch. Your attention split between the tongue in your ear and my hand rubbing you. Getting all worked up. It's so nice to see you fall apart like this. Not so cocky anymore. My hand stops, but my tongue doesn't. Making sure there's not a single inch of your ear that I missed. Gotta make sure you can hear me, little mouse. That's why I'm being so thorough. You wanted my help, didn't you? Your moans pick up as my hands start to rubbing you again. Oh, that's it. Rocking faster into my touch. You can't help but blindly chase your own pleasure, despite my tongue continuing to clean you out. Just listen to you. Pouting as my tongue is pulled out completely. My hands don't stop, continuing to play with you through your pajamas. Feeling how you rock into me. You don't want me to stop, do you? You're feeling so good as you blindly chase your pleasure. Almost forgot this was supposed to be a punishment for yourself. Poor little mouse. Didn't hear me the first time and decided that it was okay to just go and eat all my leftovers. You really thought it was going to be over after the ear cleaning, but that was only the appetizer, my sweet. After listening to you get all riled up and hearing how badly you want me, there's no point in denying myself this treat. Since you decided to eat my leftovers, here is how the rest of tonight is going to go. I'm going to breed you full of a few eggs. In an hour or two, once your body realizes that they won't be able to grow, you're going to birth them out. Then, we are going to repeat this as much as needed until you learn your lesson. Understand? Very good. What color are you? Oh, I was so hoping for green. So fucking good for me, my sweet. Distracting you with my mouth and extra long tongue. You don't even notice when my hand stops working you. I'm not able to fuck you in this position, little mouse. I would have to ride you or something, and we both know that's just not going to work with the plans for tonight. I want you on your stomach, little mouse. That way, if you get too embarrassed, you can always hide your pretty face in the pillows and muffle your noises. I know how hard it is for you to keep any sort of composure. It's not really your strong suit. You're an impulsive little brat who only thought about yourself when you saw my leftovers. Maybe once you're open and taking my ovipositor, things will be a little different. Kissing along your spine. You feel the first finger enter your sensitive hole. Easily moving in and out without any resistance. You're used to this. You're a pro by now. Taking one finger is light work for you, isn't it? Because you're such a good, well-trained mouse when you want to be. If only you didn't pick and choose when you listened, you could have gotten this right away. Now you're going to spend the whole night being bred full of eggs and orgasmically birthing them out. You won't think about eating my leftovers without permission anytime soon, will you? Shaking your head no, You let out a moan as a second finger joins the first. Not wasting any time slowing down. The tooth thrust in and out of your needy hole. You love how I feel inside. My fingers only add to your need as my ovipositor rests against your leg. So big and thick, knowing it's like this because of the eggs, you spread your legs wider, trying to make it easier for me as the fingers scissor. That's it, my sweets. Let all your noises out. It's selfish to keep them inside, isn't it? A third finger quickly joins the rest as you feel pleasure shooting up your spine. You're only gonna need these three tonight. My ovipositor isn't full like it is during breeding season. These are special eggs made just for the occasion. Won't be as big as they normally are, but that doesn't matter to you, as long as they're going inside you, right? Moaning, you remember how good my tongue felt in your ears only moments prior. You push yourself backwards onto me at the very thought. Oh, bet you wish I was fingering you while licking you open, huh? You can't even hide how much you want it. You're so honest with your wants. I love how open you are, my sweets. See this? This is what I was expecting when I got home. A good little mouse that I love. Not the silly brat who makes dumb decisions. You're not too smart when you're left on your own, are you? Yeah. Somehow you always make the wrong call. Eating my leftovers without permission, trying to hide it from me, and then pretending that you didn't hear me all so you could get an ear cleaning. You don't have an ounce of regret, do you? I didn't think so. You're exactly where you want to be. Underneath me, getting fingered and open to take my ovipositor and eggs. That's what happens to naughty brats that can't listen, right? You know this better than anyone. Been in this position way too many times before. Taking my three fingers out of your relaxed hole, you can't help the way it flutters at the lack of being full. You thought you had a better handle on yourself, but turns out you don't. Not with me, anyways. Can't get enough of how honest you are. You feel me adjusting myself behind you. But you're too comfortable to look back and see for yourself. You trust me to take care of you completely, don't you? Good choice. Oh, yeah. I should embrace that the ovipositor enters your hole. It's the very thing you've been thinking about all day. So happy. Oh, you can't play stupid with me, my sweet. I know how you are. I love you so much, but you've only got one thing on your mind at any given moment. You're not exactly the sharpest tool in the shed, and let's face it, you never needed to be. I love you for other things, like how funny you are and how you're so good looking, not to mention this tight fucking hole of yours. Take me like a goddamn dream. So easy to fuck in and out of. Like this is where you are meant to be. Don't gotta worry about anything else when it's just you and me like this. All you have to do is take me and take my eggs. It's such a simple job. You're not going to fuck it up, right? Doesn't matter how close you are from ear licks and fingering. You're going to wait for permission just like you've been taught. Finally, putting that brain of yours to work. Shouldn't be surprised that the only time you can form an actual thought is when your orgasm's on the line. You don't care about anything else besides that, do you? Oh, all about the short-term pleasure for you. That's why you stole my leftovers without any hesitation. Next time you go and do that, you're going to be thinking about this. How my tongue felt in your ear. Cleaning out anything. I could have got it in the way. Fuck. Oh, clenching around me. You love watching me lose composure like that. You remember how my hand felt rubbing against you as I sat on your lap. Not to mention how easily you flopped onto your stomach and spread your legs. That way my fingers could open you for a proper breeding. You're going to remember how deep my ovipositor reaches inside you. And you're going to think carefully about your next decision. Gotta remember, this is only going to be your first clutch of the night. My goal is for at least 3 more. What color does that make you? Oh, how did I know it was going to be green? You're always so green with me. Letting me do whatever I want with your lewd little body. You know it's going to feel good. You trust me completely. Oh, fucking into you just right. You bury your face into the pillow, thankful that it muffles your noises. Don't want the neighbors to hear how loud you get for me. It would be so embarrassing tomorrow, just walking down the steps, minding your own business, making eye contact with the guy across from us, or the nice old lady who lives below us. Oh, can you imagine what they would say if they saw you like this? Completely dwarfed by your girlfriend, taking it from behind, about to be bred up. Oh, they wouldn't be able to look at you ever the same. How could they take you seriously knowing how easy you are for me? Not only are you stupid, but you don't hesitate to spread your legs and take a breeding. In fact, you're happy to do it, aren't you? Moaning out your yes. The pillow keeps your voice down for you, letting you be as loud as you need. I think you should throw that pillow to the side, don't you? Burying your head into it as you clench. You pretend you don't hear me, despite the fact that I know you did. I just cleaned your ears myself, little mouse. I know you heard every word I said. It's okay. You don't have to listen to me. I know how embarrassed you get the better you feel. Can't help yourself as the pleasure continues to grow. Oh, yeah. The ovipositor fills you up just the way you like, brushing against that sensitive bundle of nerves every so often. Getting desperate, You start to fuck yourself backwards, realizing and doing so, you're grinding yourself against the sheets. Isn't look at you actually discovering something. If you want to fuck yourself against the sheets, you can, my sweet. I know you aren't going to come until you feel the eggs inside you. It's just not as much fun to come when you know you are gonna be left completely empty. You love the feeling of being full so much. You could probably come just from the eggs inside you in your own hand, couldn't you? Luckily, you don't have to do that. You're going to come with me, my sweet. Oh, yes, you are. Fuck. Going to make sure of it. As you fuck yourself against me, you realize you're fucking yourself harder against the sheets. It's so cute watching you discover things. You really don't have a brain when you're being fucked. All that intelligence flies out the window, and you're just my stupid little mouse, aren't you? Don't just agree. Say it. Tell me what you are, my sweet. Oh, that's right. You're my dumb little mouse, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Taking me so well. Come on, just a bit more. I can feel the eggs working themselves closer to the tip. The sensation inside is something that only makes you feel better as your hips puck into it. The more seconds that pass, the closer you get to the edge, huh? Oh, just listen. Grateful for the pillow. You can do what you can from your position, let your noises out. But it's not so easy. Not with how tiny you are next to me. Small and on your stomach. The most you can do is clench your hole and grind your hips. But at least you're making yourself feel better. That's gotta count for something, right? Oh, tightening around me. Oh, you can feel each individual egg inside the ovipositor as it's stretched so very thin. The eggs get closer to the tip, making the entire structure feel wider. Not the biggest ones you felt, but decent enough in size. You let out a moan, knowing they'll be coming out of you in a few hours. Tightening again at the thoughts. Your fingers curl into the sheets. Words turning to noises. Oh, fuck. Nothing in that head of yours except how badly you want to come. Well, you've earned it, my sweets. Making me feel so good. It's time for you to take your rewards. You can do it. I'm so close. I believe in you, little mouse. Come on. Let it all out and come. Come on. Oh, there you are. Oh, that's right. Kiss against your neck, and another one. How are you feeling, little mouse? You certainly seem like it. Pouting a bit as you realize my ovipositor is no longer inside you. It's not the main concern of yours, as you realize you still feel really full. The eggs are currently inside you, trying their hardest to attach. You've done this before. You know how it goes. In a few hours, when they eventually realize that it isn't going to happen, You are going to have an orgasmic delivery of these eggs. And the whole thing is just going to start over again. We're going to do this a total of four times tonight, okay? And what do you say if it's too much and you want to stop? Very good, little mouse. What color are you? Still green as the grass. That's what I was hoping for. All right. I'm going to turn you over so we're face to face. Ready? Moving with me to make it easier. You're finally face to face with me. You look down and see the little bump where the eggs are currently attempting to attach. It makes you smile knowing what comes next. That's your favorite part in all of this, isn't it? Each egg makes you orgasm as you push them out. This clutch only had two eggs. It's not a lot, but enough to make you feel it. I'm currently making more as I get comfortable next to you, wrapping you in my arms and placing your head on my chest. You're safe now. I've got you. Not going anywhere, my sweet. I'm so proud of you and everything you took. You're definitely back on my good side again. There's nothing for you to worry about, little mouse. I love you to the moon and back. I'm not upset about the leftovers anymore. I think we can call it even. Going to stay right here with you. Get you anything you need. Speaking of which, do you want some food? Or maybe a drink or something? Or we could stay like this for a little bit longer. I've got nothing else to do tonight besides you, little mouse. We can stay like this for as long as you want. I love you, my sweet. Not going anywhere. Staying right here with you. Making sure you know you're loved and appreciated. It was just a silly little scene. You know I didn't mean any of the words I said. I would do anything for you. You're so precious to me. I can't imagine a life without you by my side. I would call you my missing puzzle piece, but that feels really corny to just say. You don't understand how much joy you have brought to my life simply by existing. You're so much more than good enough, little mouse. I love you with all of my heart. You're my forever.